A day of intricate manoeuvring in Canberra has left Australia several steps closer to a double dissolution election. The Prime Minister announced that he was moving the budget forward by a week, just a short time after his own Treasurer insisted that that wouldn't happen. Mr Turnbull is also bringing Parliament back early, and if the Senate won't pass industrial relations bills, he'll have an election on the 2nd of July. He went to see the Governor-General this morning to advise him to bring back both Houses of Parliament next month. That's where the threat to the Senate comes in. Mr Turnbull says both Houses will be dissolved and an election called if the upper house refuses to pass two industrial relations bills. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Malcolm Turnbull made his dramatic announcement this morning addressing a media conference in his parliamentary courtyard.
The time for playing games is over. The Senate has already once rejected the bill to re-establish the construction industry watchdog. It has twice rejected the registered organisations bill. Today, I called upon His Excellency the Governor-General to advise him to recall both Houses of Parliament on April 18 to consider and pass the Australian Building and Construction Commission bills and the Registered Organisation Bill, and he has made a proclamation to that effect.
After weeks of being criticised for his government seeming indecisive and drifting, Mr Turnbull was sounding determined and tough.
I make no apology for interrupting senators' seven-week break to bring them back to deal with this legislation. This is an opportunity for the Senate to do its job of legislating rather than filibustering. The go-slows and obstruction by Labor and the Greens on this key legislation must end. If the Senate fails to pass these laws, I will advise the Governor-General to dissolve both Houses of Parliament and issue writs for an election.
And he's ended the speculation about the budget timing, revealing it will be brought forward.
Because such a double dissolution must be done on or before the 11th of May, the government will be bringing the budget forward to Tuesday the 3rd of May, so that Mr Shorten will be able to deliver his reply on the Thursday in the usual way.
That sets up an election campaign effectively starting today, with the government lining up against the union movement.
The additional costs of construction in this country, due to the frequency of industrial disputes and standover tactics by militant unions, are a serious handbrake on economic growth. The restoration of the ABCC is a critical economic reform. It will mean more investment, more infrastructure, more construction, more jobs in construction, more and more affordable housing.
The Greens leader, Richard Di Natale, says it's unfairly treating the upper house.
So Malcolm Turnbull's adopting the same tactics that people in the construction industry, he says, are using. That is bullying tactics. That is using a piece of legislation to bludgeon his way through the Senate. That's not responsible government. It's not mature government. It's not the politics of unifying the nation.
Senator Di Natale signals there could still be a further standoff with the Senate.
Well, the options are that as to where the Senate will make a decision about whether it should sit. It will make a decision about the sorts of legislation that it wants to see debated. Ultimately, those decisions are questions for the Senate. They're not questions for the Governor-General.
And that's reinforced by independent Nick Xenophon.
What the Senate then decides to do in terms of whether it will sit or not is a matter for the Senate to determine. The House of Representatives, the executive arm of government, can't tell the Senate what to do in terms of its sitting hours.
But a confrontation with the Senate would be further evidence of a deadlock between the two houses and reason for a double dissolution election to be granted. The opposition leader Bill Shorten insists he's ready.
We're not afraid of a double dissolution election. Australians are not afraid of a double dissolution election either. They just want people to get on with their interests rather than playing political games. Today, Australians have seen a Prime Minister in full panic mode.
The Labor leader is trying to shift this looming election campaign onto the turf where he's most comfortable.
In today's speech, Mr Turnbull outlined his priorities for the election. Not one mention of Medicare. Not one mention of schools, not one mention of universities, not one mention of childcare, not one mention of TAFEs and apprenticeships. And there was no mention at all of renewable energy. We're ready to fight the election, and we'll fight it on the basis of Australian jobs. will fight it on the basis of a fair taxation system which prioritises a level playing field for first home buyers against property speculators. We will fight the election on critical issues of budget repair, critical issues important to Australians, such as a properly funded school system and a Medicare system where it is your Medicare card, not your credit card, that determines the level of care you get. And we will fight it on climate change and real action to help tackle climate change through prioritising renewable energy.
The Labor leader, Bill Shorten, ending that report from Louise Yaxley.